Thomas Porter, T-H-O-M-A-S, Porter, 1758, Chiffin Plain. Sinus pain, number 2, headache. Next one is nausea. Next one is leg pain. Next one is arm pain. Next one is palpitation. Next one is history of BPH symptoms. Next number, history of fatty liver. Next number, I was told at one time that had issues with his carotid because of obstruction. Next number, what's my next number? BPH symptoms. Our patient is a 63-year-old gentleman. He's been married 14 years, has 3 kids, 9 grandkids. He works. What does he do? Did you tell you? He's still fully gainfully employed. And he also likes to manage his he's a crane operator. Yeah, he's a crane operator, and he also has a gentleman's farm that he manages with a few heads of cows, period. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink alcohol, review of system, positive cough, positive congestion, positive sinus headache, positive history of fatty liver, positive history of carotid stenosis, positive BPH symptoms, positive leg pain, positive arm pain, positive issues with neck swelling because of current infection. He believes COVID immunization, none. Family history, dad died of leukemia, mom died of lung cancer, she was a heavy smoker. Medication, Tylenol, Sudafed, vitamins. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Social, as above. Review of system, as above. He weighs 215 pounds, gained about 10 pounds. 98%, 97.9, 16, 77, 122 over 68. Heart positive, small positive 2. With 2 over 6 systolic ejection, remember lungs, few bronchi, abdomen, soft TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological, non-focal, anterior and posterior lymphadenopathy noted. Assessment number 1, sinusitis. Number 2, Rocephin. Next one is Decadron. Next one is Rocephin a gram. Next one is Decadron 8 milligram. Next one is Z-Pak. Next one is Medrol dose pack. Next number is as far as his carotid stenosis is concerned. This is minimal. There's no significant stenosis noted. Prior, we'll try to get prior studies. Next one is BPH noted. Next one is minimal BPH symptoms at this time. Not interested in any treatment. Next one is arm pain and leg pain. Most likely multifactorial. No sign of DVT or PVD noted. Next one is carotid stenosis minimal as above. Next one's echocardiogram shows no evidence of valvular dysfunction or valvular abnormality in face of 2 over 6 systolic ejection murmur. Next number's kidney and bladder, kidney, gallbladder, and spleen are within normal limits. Next number is there's no evidence of thyromegaly or thyroid issues. Next number's blood work ordered. Next number's come back in 1 week to go over his blood work. Thank you.